We want to tell you about an important new appointment for the U.S. Army, Brigadier General Mark Quander. It was just announced that he will become the next Commandant of Cadets, the number two officer at West Point Military Academy. In that role, he'll be responsible for the development of the cadets. The general himself has a biography we think you'll find interesting. His extended family is believed to be the only African-American family to produce four general officers in the U.S. military. And the Quanders are one of the oldest documented black families in America, some of whom can trace their ancestry to Mount Vernon. We called General Quander to learn about how he plans to shape future cadets, and I began by asking if he was aware of his family's rich history, since he spent part of his childhood near Mount Vernon.
I was aware of some of it in high school, and I think the kind of ironic piece is I graduated from Hayfield Secondary School, which is where some of the Quanders served and worked farm fields, but I didn't make that connection at the time. It wasn't until probably about 5 or 6 years later, after I graduated from West Point, that I really started to get involved with the family history, and I think it's a maturing process. Where maybe you don't appreciate something earlier in life, and it's still a constant education process.
Well, you know, in a way, that's kind of a powerful metaphor of the country writ large. I mean, there are aspects of our history that we don't always want to engage with, you know, for whatever reason. And I'm just wondering, now that you are an adult and you are a general in service of his country, how do you put the pieces of that complicated history together? Do you ever think about that?
I think about it now more than I thought about it probably ever in any other time before. And it's because I have a much greater appreciation of history and where we've come from and those lessons that we learned from history so that we don't repeat them. And then, frankly, the history of the Quander family, of African-Americans, of whatever ethnic group, we don't want to lose those stories. And as you know, a lot of it's been oral histories through the years. And we want to continue to tell those stories because otherwise they're going to be forgotten.
Well, you know, to that end, though, you know, part of the reason I think that our conversation has particular resonance right now, and frankly, your position at West Point has particular resonance right now, is that, you know, part of your job will be shaping future generations of cadets. And as many people have known, and as I think a lot of the rest of the country is learning, far-right extremism is a threat to national security. And we know that at least some extremist and white supremacist groups recruit from within the ranks of the military. We know that a portion of the people who mob the Capitol had a military background. And that has to be concerning. And I'm just wondering if in your new role, you and the other leadership team at West Point have thought about how to address this with this next generation of military officer, future military officers. How do you begin to address something like that?
Well, I think it's hard, and it's also very challenging because I think if it was easy, we'd have fixed it a long time ago. But I do think that everyone is committed to addressing it, and I think you've read about the stories of now Secretary of Defense Austin and his experience at Fort Bragg in 1995. Mm. Well, I showed up to Fort Bragg in February of 1996, and my mom and dad lived in Fayetteville, North Carolina at the time, when the two African-Americans were killed in downtown Fayetteville. And Second Lieutenant Quander shows up to his first unit, and this is the atmosphere in the 82nd Airborne Division at the time, where we have these soldiers who no one knew expressed these views, and now we're having to address it and deal with it.
Just to remind people of what happened, that these soldiers had these white supremacist views and actually killed two people as some sort of a rite of passage or something. I'm not really quite sure what the motivation was, but that's the sort of the history we're talking about here.
And I don't know either, but we're all committed to making sure that this doesn't exist in our formations and that we're treating everyone with dignity and respect. And it's about caring for our fellow soldiers and making sure that these views and those folks that express those views aren't serving in our military. But it's going to be hard.
I do wonder if your history, though, your family history is in part would be a part of that simply because your family shows that you have always served this country, that African Americans have been a vital part of the building of this country and of leading this country from the very beginning. And I do wonder whether perhaps that's part of the problem, is that people aren't aware of that.
It'd be great if we could have more folks serving our country and more folks aware of the military and the service that the military provides. But we have a responsibility to tell the story. And, you know, when you look at what folks in our military are doing right now, we just mobilized, I think, 1,000 soldiers to help combat the COVID-19 pandemic and serve our country. And we've been doing it every single day. And those are the folks reaching out to the greater part of the country, showing what service members are doing for our country every single day. And I think that's powerful.
As we said before we let you go, you graduated from West Point in 1995, so it's a bit of a homecoming. What do you think will be your metric of success in this role?
The students starting out at West Point are so much more talented than I was when I started out. But they also have different challenges as well. And so my job is to make sure that the challenges are minimized and we still develop them into leaders of character to serve our nation. And for me, it's personal because we're continuing the tradition, because my niece is up there right now and she'll be a senior next year or firstie. And so for me now, there's another personal connection to making sure that we can develop leaders of character to serve our nation.
That is Brigadier General Mark Quander. He currently serves as the Commandant of the U.S. Army Engineer School at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Later this year, he will become Commandant of Cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. General Quander, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations, and I do hope we'll talk again.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for allowing me to share my story, and I wish you and your loved ones good health as we continue to battle this pandemic.